Welcome to Jailbreak Leaders, where we are helping individuals make work meaningful by aligning your personal purpose, calling, and passion to do the work you do. And I'm your host, Jeff Blanton. This week, I had the opportunity to attend an event, and the speaker there was Eric Kaufman, and he spoke on the subject of conscious capitalism. And he shared a concept that I thought was sort of interesting, which is sort of the history of work and how things have evolved. And it started out with, in the beginning, we were hunters and gatherers, sort of a bunch of sole entrepreneurs kind of floating around in the world. And then we got into farming. That became more organized, which led to cities. And the influencers at that time were more the church and government, had the biggest buildings, and they were in charge. In the 1700s, the Industrial Revolution started to come around, and all became about efficiency and effectiveness and essentially turning man into machines, which I believe is part of the reason we've lost the meaning of work. But it also started to introduce another influencer, which was the business leader. And when we look at today, according to Eric, and we live in this data-driven global market, the big shift now really has gone to the business as the influencer. You look at the Apples, you look at the Googles, they are the center of the world. But the point that Eric pointed out was, if you think about business, business is about profit. Profit means we're selling something, which means someone needs to consume something. And we're looking to keep taking that to the next level. And when you consider we have 7 billion people on this earth, Eric said, we are consuming the earth. So that becomes a big problem. And that's where conscious capitalism comes in. And I'm very excited today to have my friend, Amber Goff, who is involved with conscious capitalism here in San Diego, on the show today. Amber, welcome.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here and to talk about conscious capitalism. Something I'm passionate about.
Perfect. So first we need to find out who's Amber. So maybe you can share a little bit, just who are you, what you're up to, what are you doing professionally besides being involved with conscious capitalism?
Absolutely. So I always taught myself as a recovering social worker. I studied social work in college, wanted to change the world, and one sad child and hurt woman at a time, typically. And as the story goes, social workers burn out. I was told that they do, and I did about 2 years into the day. I was working as a victim's advocate back in pager days. It was really tough work, and just burned out. Packed up my Plymouth Sundance. I was living in Utah at the time.
Plymouth Sundance.
I know. Hey, that was, I drove that car longer than any other car I've had in my life, and it was the least expensive by far. But packed up my Plymouth Sundance, moved to the big city of Salt Lake City, much to my mother's dismay, you know, because that's a scary, scary, dangerous city, Salt Lake, and landed in, long story short, in recruiting. And I've been a recruiter for 18 years, external recruiter, accounting, finance, administration. Throughout the last 18 years, I've worked in large, publicly held international companies to smaller boutique firms. And my life, and I guess you can say God, led me here about a little over 5 years ago. And when I moved here, launched my own firm. And
entrepreneur now.
Yes, indeed. Launched my own recruiting firm and have been doing that here. So I have founded Talent Fusion Point, which is a purpose-driven recruiting and consulting firm.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So purpose-driven, conscious capitalism. What is conscious capitalism? Tell the audience, what does that mean?
So conscious capitalism, I actually just discovered that about a little over 2 years ago. And at about that time in my business, I was really rebranding my business because for many years, it was just kind of about the paycheck, mm-hmm. and I was feeling unfulfilled. And I had great clients. I had monthly retainers. I was making money, but I was not happy. And I couldn't figure out what was wrong. And this kind of circles back to my social work, recovering social worker vibe, is that I felt like there was this greater purpose or making a difference that I was missing in just being just a recruiter, I guess. And so I started to evolve my business, rebrand it, build it in a give back into my program. So I give a certain percentage of my profits to a nonprofit of my client's choice. And so I was trying to make my business more purposeful. And in doing that, I started to connect with more purposeful people. And
they're finding those other
right.
people with the same mindset as you.
Absolutely.
Amazing how that works, right?
Yes, what you look for is what you start to find. Exactly. And where you put your energy, it grows. And so I started to find these amazing people who would introduce me to other groups and amazing people. Larry Kesslin, and he introduced me to DJ King, who was on the board or the active president of Conscious Capitalism. And they were planning the CAUSE conference at the time. And they said, come out to the CAUSE conference. So I was going to all these events and found my tribe. And they could sense my enthusiasm. And they scooped me up really quickly with Conscious Capitalism.
We're always looking for people with some energy willing to do something.
Are you willing to do work for free? And that's what happened. So I was brought onto the board as programs chair. And now I'm entering into my second year. And our... So Conscious Capitalism, ultimately, to get back to that, and what I'm really learning about it, was founded by Raj Sisodia and John Mackey. John Mackey was the founder of Whole Foods, very conscious business, conscious culture. They really take care of their people. And their three books, really, is what it's founded on. Firms of Endearment is really the science behind it. And, you know, it does conscious business actually make more money? And ultimately, it does.
It's proven facts.
It's proven. It makes more money. More productive staff, more innovative staff, longer retention. You attract the best talent, and that's, you know, what that's where it taps into my business as well. Is I'm very driven by conscious businesses who are looking for the best talent. So that's how it kind of really gelled well with me and my business from day to day. So Firms of Endearment was the science behind it. Then they wrote Conscious Capitalism, which really gives the framework and the different pillars. So conscious culture, conscious leadership, higher purpose, and stakeholder integration. So those are the four pillars. Ultimately, it's really all about elevating humanity through business. Mm. If I could just put it
the simplest
way is, look, you can still make money and have profit. Matter of fact, it's really important that you do because it gives you more power and capability. But if you're making a difference in elevating humanity through that, whether that be how you source your products, how you take care of your people, even just intrinsically through what you do, you're going to elevate humanity. And I'm just so passionate about that. And I always say when I'm leading a program, I always say, let's just have a little moment of meditation and just imagine San Diego.
Stop and breathe for a second.
Yep. Just look at San Diego. If we could all just elevate humanity through what we're doing, how much better off we would all be.
See, and I have love that same vision, right? So I moved to San Diego about 3 years ago, coming on four, I guess. We came down here in San Diego. I mean, let's face it, America's greatest city, finest city, right? That's our tagline. And it is. I mean, it's a beautiful place. Everything about it is fantastic. But at some level, it's like any other city as far as being a city. We just have all these amenities that we have. And I have that same vision of a tourist. And we get like 8 million or whatever tourists a year, some crazy number. Imagine people landing in our city, and then they go, what's going on here? Right? There's just a different vibe. There's just a feeling. Customer service is at a whole different level. There's more welcoming. Right? I mean, imagine what that would look like. Now, what do you call that? There's America's finest city, and then there would be America's super finest city or something, right?
Absolutely.
That concept. And through business, and that's how our the tourists would be interfacing with people, right? Where they shop, where they eat. Yeah. We're on the
Absolutely.
Same page here, Amber.
I love it. I imagine it, and I can't wait. It's coming, and it's growing. And Conscious Capitalism, we're just trying to connect those people.
A piece of that, right?
Yep,
right.
A little piece of it, connect and educate, you know, higher purpose, how do I integrate that into my business? Stakeholder integration, what does that even mean? You know, that's what we're there for as a local chapter, is to help educate and to create opportunity for people to connect.
Right, right. So maybe just what does that look like? We have monthly meetings. I mean, how do you plug into Conscious Capitalism?
So for the last year, we've had the local chapter here in San Diego has been around for about 4 or 5 years, and they've had, you know, different events and programs. But for the last year and moving into 2019, we're having monthly programs. So those are typically in the middle of the county. We want to make it accessible to everyone. It's not a standing day. We try to keep that day moving and revolving. For one, that's helpful for our speakers. But for another, it gives people who might have a standing Tuesday meeting on the second Tuesday the opportunity to come when it's not on that day. So the best way to find out what's coming up is to jump onto our website, which is just Google Conscious Capitalism San Diego, and you're going to find it and see the events that are coming up. So monthly meetings, some of which are purely networking. We'll have, you know, like summer taco social.
Bringing like-minded people together.
Bringing people together. But most of them are education-based. So we'll have authors speak. We'll have conscious circles or a panel.
So who's next month's guest?
Oh, I wonder who. I'm very excited about next month, February 12th. And you are our guest and speaker.
We're going to come talk about the meaning of work and jailbreak leadership and how do you discover your purpose? How do you bring that into play? So
I can't wait.
Do you want to meet Amber? Do you want to hear about what we do here, what we're talking about, and see it live February 12th? Check it out.
February 12th in the evening.
Conscious Capitalism San Diego, right?
And it will be at Corporate Alliance, who is so kindly offers their space to us very often. And they're doing a lot of very purposeful work there as well. It's a great space. And great people. I absolutely come out. I can't wait. We're going to learn a lot.
I'm looking forward
February
to this.
February 12th.
So we have only a couple minutes left. And like all our shows, we always have two shows. So we'll be playing this Sunday and next Sunday. But as we kind of start to wind down here, I'm going to ask you a question. What was the defining moment in your life that kind of puts you on this path? If you have one that you could share that said, this is how I went and here's what happened when all of a sudden I started to say, I think the world should look a little differently, especially from the work perspective. Was there a moment where that occurred for you?
That really is a tough question. And my instant reply is I feel like I have moments like that all the time because I'm evolving and growing and I want to continue to grow. But in terms of, for the subject of this particular interview, it really was when I was looking at my business, what I had mentioned earlier. I was looking at my business and I just wasn't happy. I had great money coming in.
So at that 40, money, it's great, but you're asking that
money,
question, is
but
this
I just,
it, right?
Yeah. I didn't like either the way I was working with my clients or how my clients treated their people or whatever that might be. And I was looking for a higher kind of purpose ingrained within my business. And when I started doing that is when everything, all the little stepping stones started to be laid in front of me and I started taking those steps and I continue to take them.
So that was the frustration, right?
Yep.
Which is really what's behind jailbreak leadership. I mean, it's really this idea that we get out, we chase the money, the security, we're trying to get positioned in the world, we want to have a certain level of comfort, and we're checking all these boxes, and we got the house, the cars, the kids, we got all these things. We did all the things that the American dream, I guess, although we're not quite satisfied, right?
Right.
We realize more of that would be good, and which just means let's go work a little bit harder, but then there's something missing.
Right.
And we're just kind of frustrated with there's got to be something more to life than just chasing after the dollar and the position, right? And it sounds like that's what you ran into.
Absolutely.
And fortunately went, wait a minute, I think I know the path over here and started pursuing it.
And still very similar to what I was doing, but I just ingrained that purpose and that tie to it. And, of course, it's kind of that step back to take a step forward mentality. Yeah, I made less money for a blip of time, but now I'm making more money and it's coming more naturally and I'm finding joy in it that I was lacking before.
Wow, fantastic. Well, things are dark, are starting to wind down a little bit here for us, and I just wanted to share with folks that we're gonna have our second show here, and what we wanna do in the second show is we wanna dive a little deeper into like how do people start to turn conscious capitalism on, what have you seen with some of the members and how they transition and how do you start to bring this alive in your company and what you're doing? And just real short, again, a really brief little question of like a big success story where you've seen somebody just kind of flip from one to the other based on participating and hanging out at conscious capitalism?
I would say most people who are coming to the events already have that in mind.
Got the
so
heart.
They have something going. So what I've seen is the evolving and applying it more. And the field guide that gives you the guidance actually does have such great applicable tools. You can go through it literally and kind of evaluate where you're at as a company and then apply it. I've definitely seen, companies improve and apply those different models.
How do people get a hold of you? I need to go hire somebody. How do I get someone that can get me somebody that's going to align with my purpose and my business? What's the best way to get a hold of Amber?
Always find me on LinkedIn. Just look up Amber Gough, G-O-U-G-H. But you can also find me on my website, which is talentfusionpoint.com. All spelled out, Talent Fusion Point. And you can message me there or just my email, which is amber@talentfusionpoint.com.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
It's been great having you on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Well, that's about all the time we have here. And but if you're sitting here going, wow, they're talking about purpose and things like calling and getting aligned with work, I have something to offer you that would be really of interest. We're now having our 60-minute virtual meeting. It's live with me, and I show you and introduce you to the jailbreak journey. And that's the process where we start to discover who we are, how we start to align that with work, and start to have the same passion about what you're doing that Amber is demonstrating here and the other people associated with conscious capitalism. How you can get to that is just go to theblantongroup.com. That's B like in boy, LANTON group, blantongroup.com. Amber, Once again, thank you so much for coming in. Looking forward to our next show.
Thank you for having me.
That's all the time we have for Jailbreak Leaders here on FM 106.1 and AM 1210 KPRZ. Catch you all next week as we continue our journey in becoming jailbreak leaders. Leaders who desire to have the freedom to make work meaningful by aligning their personal purpose, calling, and passion to the work they do. And this is your host, Jeff Blanton, saying go do what you do, for we're all counting on you. Have a great week.